97.
And as we wrap up Child Protection Week, parenting experts are warning that scenario planning and even a simple safe word could make all the difference when a child needs help. Hot 107's Tara Penny takes a look.
Do parents have a plan with children when they're going for sleepovers?
Parenting expert Nikki Bush says having an exit strategy for your kids can make all the difference.
I am not a fear-mongering parent. I believe children should be having sleepovers. I believe they should be going on school camps. We cannot wrap our children in cotton wool, but we do need to play out those scenarios, and our children do need to know that if at any stage something feels deeply uncomfortable, that they can phone us and we will come and fetch them.
Enter the safe word.
Because your child might be with her friends or his friends and doesn't want to tell you the story, but the safe word is whatever it is, X or strawberries or something. And you got to know that your child is saying, come and get me now. And you need to pitch up.
Luke Lamprecht from Women and Men Against Child Abuse says a safe word can even be an emoji.
The rule then with a parent is that the child sends them that emoji. It's for the parent to phone the child and say, something has happened, I'm coming to fetch you, so the child doesn't feel like they are saying, I have to leave. And you phone the parent and say, sorry, we've had something happen at home, I'm coming to get my child.
The onus is then on parents to follow through and remove their children from whatever situation they're in as soon as possible. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.